getting the message. In the mid-1800s, a letter could take several weeks to make the long trip from the east coast of America to the west. All of that changed on April 3, 1860, with the introduction of the Pony Express. The fast mail service from St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento, California, slashed the delivery time to just 10 days. The mail carriers had to be brave enough to negotiate fast tracks of spectacular, untamed terrain on horseback. They traveled the nearly 1,900-mile route at about 10 miles per hour. Every 10 to 20 miles, they would stop at a relay station, mount a fresh horse, and be on their way. After riding for 75 to 100 miles, the rider stopped at a larger station and handed the mail pouch to another rider. The Pony Express was only in business for a year and a half. In October of 1861, the Transcontinental Telegraph went into operation. Now messages could travel from east to west in an instant.